Forrest Roberts.
Well, good morning, everyone. I want to take this opportunity this morning to reflect on the word energy. A lot of you have shared with me here during the course of this week in San Antonio that you feel this sense of energy about this meeting. Some of you have made specific comments about some of the changes that we've made as it relates to this meeting, whether it be in the area of improvements in the educational focus, or perhaps the engagement and networking focus, or even some from last night when we talk about the opportunity to have a little bit of entertainment as well. Well, I'm not sure what the secret is behind this, but I can say that the word change has a lot to do with answering that question. Folks, this is a landmark time, and this is a landmark meeting. I hope that through the course of this week, you can sense the smart debates, the hopeful conversations, the passion for learning, and most importantly, the excitement about our future. You've been a part of this. As Gary outlined just a little over a year ago, you asked me to have and to take the opportunity to be a leader in this organization, to lead this staff, but to do what? To bring about this change that our organization and this industry desperately needs. So with that, along with the Federation of State Beef Councils, our state affiliates, you as producer-owner members of this organization, as well as the Allied Industry and Product Council members of this organization, I would suggest to you this morning that NCBA is an organization that is absolutely unequivocally on the move. We're an organization that represents you nationally, and we hope you see that this is an organization that is headed in the right direction, while at the same time, and I think most importantly, leaving the naysayers, the pessimists, and the infighting behind. Just this past weekend, I had an opportunity to spend some time in the great state of Oregon, my first trip to that part of the world. And I had a producer pull me aside at the end of that meeting. He said, "Forrest, tell me something. Just why should I hitch my horses to this wagon?" I answered his question in this way. First of all, our organization and our staff work for you each and every day. Here are some examples of how. NCBA and the Federation together in 2009 made the most of diminishing resources by building a strong state-national coordinated plan, leveraging that full $1 of the beef checkoff plan, and that is very much illustrated in the way that it was rolled out as a puzzle, with each and every part of that puzzle fitting together. With the leadership of NCBA, and after a decade of checkoff research, instrument grading technology was approved and brings about a much more consistent way that we look at quality grades and subsequent value of how carcasses are brought forward through this supply chain in a much more consistent way. NCBA appealed the EPA finding that greenhouse gases are a health threat, and a finding that was absolutely not backed by science, as you well know. NCBA also hosted an annual Beef Safety Summit, the second highest attendance, mind you, since the beginning of the event, reaching decision makers through the BISCO. We secured over 60 million coupons for dollars off of beef to address the number one reason for consumers to move away from beef, which is about price sensitivity. We earned over 4 billion media impressions for beef recipes that appeared in publications like Better Homes and Gardens and Family Circle. NCBA spent the year gathering and ensuring the good news of how beef and the people who raise it with positive messages about the commitment of producing a safe, wholesome, and healthy product while at the same time maintaining our environment. We launched 3 new products to provide more options to consumers, and last but certainly not least, went head-to-head with the World Cancer Research Fund on red meat and cancer, forcing them to acknowledge their errors in their data. Well, that gentleman later then turned to me and said, "Okay, that's in the past. Let's talk about the future. Why should in the future I hitch my horses to this NCBA wagon?" My answer to him was this. As the oldest national organization in this country, we are an organization that we feel is reliable. We spent the last year making sure that NCBA is as healthy as ever and ready for this journey ahead. I broke that down into three areas. First, we focused on setting this organization up for success financially. Financial stability has been a focus, but I think it can probably be best described with this proverb. Calm waters do not make skilled sailors. We've had some rough waters, but we came through the storm with a righting ship and a great crew of sailors. I secondly focused on our strategic plan, a plan that centers around this vision of a beef industry that's profitable, growing, and sustainable for future generations. One that's defined with a purpose to earn the right to be the trusted leader and definitive voice of the beef industry. But I think most importantly, a strategic plan that has three very focused objectives. One, to diversify and strengthen the financial foundation of NCBA. Secondly, to grow ownership value at NCBA. And third, and last but not least, to increase our organization's effectiveness. The third point I offered to this gentleman was around staff realignment, and that this organization is set up for success because of some very hard, tough decisions. Decisions that solidified the right teams and the right people, and a focus around growing that talent to recruit and develop the best talent this industry can offer. So in 2009, I would suggest to you that we're not only planned, set up for success for this year, but also for the next 3 to 5 years. That information that I shared with that gentleman, he then turned to me and said, well, tell me a little bit more about what I can expect if I become an NCBA member in 2010. My answer was simple. Number one, we're going to focus on increasing owner value to you as a member of this organization through expanded services. And at the end of the day, a sense of knowledge transfer that makes you better in your operation, perhaps more profitable, but gives you a greater commitment to this industry and this organization. Secondly, we're doing everything we can to transform this organization's decision-making processes, as well as developing a culture of interdependency, and that happens through developing staff and our leadership. Last but certainly not least, we're going to do everything in our power to promote beef and defend modern beef production practices, to manage those regulations that might take away your freedom to operate, but also at the same time give you opportunity to gather access to these export markets, and last but not least, give consumers the confidence in choosing beef as their source of protein. So this gentleman, I wrapped up by saying that NCBA has spent the last year planning to be successful for several years to come. Folks, as you think about the answer to that man's question, he then turned to me and he said, I believe in the confidence of what you portrayed, and I'm going to come back to be a member of this organization. So as you think about that man's story, and we look at what we're doing here today, I've heard a lot of you throughout this week say, I sense a little bit of a new sense of energy in this organization, in this leadership, in this staff. Perhaps it's because we are indeed here at a landmark meeting at a very landmark time. You go back to the stories about the Alamo, of what happened in this city here in San Antonio, Texas, many, many years ago. Go one step further and look what happened here in this city in San Antonio, Texas, in 1996. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Here in this city in 1996, some of you in this room might have been part of this, the vote was yes. The vote was yes to merge the National Cattlemen's Association, or NCA, with the National Livestock and Meat Board right here in this great city. A lot of you in this room remember what that time was like. Well, folks, I would suggest to you that this is absolutely that sort of meeting, one that will go down in the history books that you may remember or tell stories about for many years to come. We're at a very critical turning point in this industry and with this organization. I know you respect that. I know you will join me in acknowledging what I want to leave you with today as you go about the business of this organization. The business after we've had the opportunity to receive education, after we've had the opportunity to have engagement and networking, after we've had the opportunity to have a little bit of entertainment, now it's time to get down to the business part of it. So with that, I want to leave you with a quote to consider as you make decisions here later this morning. It's a quote that comes to me from a passage that John F. Kennedy, President Kennedy, said back several years ago that I think is very important and appropriate for this day. And it goes like this: "Let us resolve to be masters, not the victims of our history. Controlling our own destiny without giving way to blind suspicions and emotions." Folks, I appreciate the opportunity more than you'll ever know to be a part of this great organization. I thank you for all of your support on behalf of the NCBA folks that are in the room, the Cattlemen's Beef Board staff and officers that are in the room, and really look forward to finishing this week on a positive note. Thank you very much.